Really? Yeah. Oh, maybe it's never happened to you.
Sometimes it cuts off though. For nothing. It happened any time. But I thought it was my phone. Okay, this is chart review, Texas. This is Texas Emergency Hospital. This is 125.23. The other one was 125. No, 124. They both are 124. This one is Dr. Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R. First patient is S.L. is a 31-year-old woman who was seen with kidney pain, cannot keep food or meds down, had a temp of a 99. Diagnosed with kidney stone, nausea, vomiting. Given Zofran, Toradol, Rocephin. Potassium was 2.9. Dr. Wagner ordered 40 milliliter equivalents of potassium, but it was not given. The nurses didn't document it, and the patient states that she didn't get it. Sent home with potassium, 20 milliliter equivalents, and Cipro. Lactate was normal. Leukocytes, UA showed trace leukocytes. CT scans showed left kidney pilot plus stones. I spoke to the patient. This patient said that the day before she was seen by Dr. Dwyer, D-W-Y-E-R. I pulled the chart from the day before visit. The white count was 13,000 at that time. Dr. Dwyer did a great job documenting the fact that patients should stay. And patient said that she wished she had stayed. When saw Dr. Dwyer, went back hoping Dr. Wagner would admit her, but Dr. Wagner did not want to admit her. She was vomiting on the phone when I was speaking to her. She was also disgusted, she stated, because Dr. Wagner didn't touch her, didn't examine me, told me less than a minute. I told her if she continues to vomit and cannot keep Cipro down with hypokalemia, she must go to the emergency room right away. And she's contemplating doing that. So, but again, Dr. Dwyer did offer her admission, and Dr. Wagner said nothing about admission. There was no mention of admission. Patient should have stayed at least observed till the potassium started improving. And no KCL was given, even though it was ordered by Wagner. So that's first patient. Something. Next patient is EG, is a 15-year-old with shortness of breath, urinalysis, UDS, vital signs were stable, no past medical issues, EKG within normal limits, diagnosed with palpitation and sent home with no meds. Child is doing about the same per mom. They're going to see their PCP to see what's going on since Dr. Wagner didn't explain anything to them. Next patient is CB, is a 42-year-old woman. With no past medical problems, no medication, comes in with chest pain, worse with movement, diagnosed with chest wall pain, BNP, D-dimer, cardiac workup, chest x-ray negative. Patient was not sent home with any medication. Left a message, she called me back. She said that she's taking Motrin on her own and pain appears to be better. Next patient is NL, is a 3-month-old baby, seen with cough, congestion, sneezing. Swab test negative, diagnosed with viral URI. Left message for family to call me back. Next patient is CR, is a 21-year-old lady, comes in with headache, fever, congestion, eyes hurting, and sore throat. Blood pressure stable at 138 over 82. Swab testing were negative, diagnosed with viral syndrome. The phone number she left is not in service. Next patient is RG. 40-year-old male with chest pain. Blood pressure initially 138 over 98. Came down to 128 over 82. Given Toradol, cardiac workup negative, D-dimer, EKG, chest x-ray, all within normal limits. Diagnosed with pleurisy, but patient states that there's no pain with deep inspiration or expiration. He's taken no medication. Pain appears to be stable. He said he just wanted to make sure it wasn't his heart. No medications were given in the emergency room upon discharge, and he liked Dr. Wagner. Next patient is LJ. He's a 4-year-old child. Comes in with a splinter in the right foot, removed. Tetanus up to date. Dad was happy with the care. Next patient is MS. He's a 57-year-old woman with chest pain, left arm pain. History of hypertension, COPD, blood pressure 174/99, given Zofran, morphine, sulfate in the emergency room, CPK, troponin, EKG, D-dimer, chest X-ray was negative. Patient was sent home. She's still having chest pain off and on, but she's glad it wasn't her heart, in quotation. This was the observation. This was a patient that should have been observed. A second set of enzymes should have been checked, and a cardiologist should have been called at 57. None of this was done in the emergency room. Next patient is AP. He's a four-month-old baby with trouble breathing, coming with active seizure, swab test negative, chemistry negative, transferred to children. Left a message for family to call me back. Patient did have a temp of 101. Next patient is PE. He's a 29-year-old with left leg pain with history of hemophilia. Patient with a hemophiliac with a hematoma, left leg, recently left Baylor downtown, wants to be transferred to Baylor. His pulse was 128. He is on high-dose narcotics because of the foot pain. He received morphine, Zofran, Benadryl in the emergency room. EKG showed tachycardia. Other vitals were within normal limits. His COVID test was negative. WBC, CBC, chemistry within normal limits. Dr. Wagner gave him Neurontin 50 milligram and sent him home to follow up with the folks at St. Luke Baylor, since he already had an appointment for follow-up and did not show. The workup was appropriate and complete, and I'm sure there was no reason for Baylor to take the patient on transfer. So Dr. Wagner discharged the patient to follow up on outpatient basis. Tachycardia multifactorial in nature, but EKG showed tachycardia only. Next patient is DP. He's a 20-year-old male with anxiety attacks. CT scan was negative for near syncope, chest X-ray, EKG within normal limits. White count normal. Platelet count initially 21,000. Came back with a second CBC at 197,000. Urinalysis, UDS negative. Patient is doing okay today with no issues regarding chest pain and anxiety attack at this time. Is happy with the care received. Next patient is patient was not sent home with any medication. Next patient is AR, is a 20-year-old female with chest pain, CBC, CMP, D-dimer, BNP, urinalysis, UDS, chest X-ray, EKG within normal limits, diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux, sent home with Pepcid. Patient is doing about the same today but has had no further chest pain. Next patient is CC. He's a 53-year-old man with left shoulder pain. Also with retaping of gauze on his back regarding a chronic nephrostomy tube. Patient has a history of hypertension, bladder cancer. Diagnosed with kidney stone, but nothing was done to evaluate the kidney stone or to show the kidney stone. No KUB, no CT, no blood work was done. The patient was given 125 milligram solumedrol IV. No explanation as why. In face of a nephrostomy tube, consider blood work, kidney function, and some sort of imaging to make sure there's no hydronephrosis and non-functioning nephrostomy tube, as well as check UA for infection with the tube in place. Again, the reason for use of solumedrol is unclear. I called the patient. He did not answer, left a message. Next patient is T. T is a 55-year-old, comes in with cloudy urine, was given Cipro and Norco in the emergency room, sent home with Pyridium, Ultram, and Zithromycin. Once again, Zithromycin is not the drug of choice for UTI. This has been written to and discussed with Dr. Wagner regarding use of Zithromycin for UTI, period. And he did give patients Cipro in the emergency room, so no explanation as why the change in medication. left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is TG, is a 35-year-old woman with left shoulder pain. Patient had negative x-rays. She also needs a Depakote refilled. She was diagnosed with right shoulder pain, chronic, treated with diclofenac, Flexeril after x-rays were negative, and the prescription for her Depakote was given for seizure. It's not clear whether the shoulder pain is related to seizure activity. Dr. Wagner did not explain. Patient was happy with the care. Next patient is FE, is a 16-year-old with abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting. In the emergency room, received Toradol, Zosyn, and Zofran. White count 15,000. CT showed appendicitis. And patient was sent to Texas Children. Everything was done within 2 hours, and so the workup was complete and the transfer was timely. Thank you. Patient did not answer the phone. Thank you.